live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. It is times such as these that require us to make, well, decisions, I think, forevermore. Completely obvious decisions, in my mind. Unpacking things on a morning like this, we're going to have this family meeting, is a little bit difficult for me, because I would rather just tell you what I'm going to tell you, because I feel like I'm teasing things, and that's not the intent. I just want to make sure that we're all gathered at the 7 o'clock hour. Across the country, when parents began to show up at school board meetings, the left was confronted with something that needs to happen with what they're doing to our country. We cannot allow the slow trickling out, to use a cliche, we can't allow them to heat the water up for the frog incrementally. We need to make sure that the water is heated immediately. And you know the cliche I'm talking about, drop a frog into boiling water, frog jumps out. You know that. The left has been practicing incrementalism for years. They believed when they used the hoax response to a real virus to get President Trump out of office, because that's what that was, and Russia and the phone calls and Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa killing people, burning down American cities as the mockingbirds pretended that was not happening. Everything and all of that and all the deaths and all the Fauciisms, all of that was about getting President Trump out of the way, because Orange Man, bad. Remember that, Orange Man. Bad. That when they achieved that, they thought, now we can press the gas completely. And what needs to happen across the board is that people need to let folks see the results of the left immediately.
We are compelled to bring knowledge to young people. Can you imagine a school district who still believes the world is flat? And there are thousands of them, by the way, people.
Definitely some complaints on whether or not we would have to ask permission from parents to teach. It doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense.
No, please, sir. We're dancers in a competition, and we just found out that we made it to the finals.
If you call the cops, we won't be able to go.
Hey, I'm a dancer, too.
Some folks are deeply, deeply offended by this in our schools, and I respect that tremendously.
It's true. So we're dancers. Look.
Sorry, young ladies. So the two voices there, or actually multiple voices, the young women are from a soft core kiddie porn program on Netflix, which was pedophile bait. It's called Cuties. The other voice, the male voice, is of a man who is in charge of the government schools in the separate country of Washington. That man quite literally made it his priority to pervert the minds of children, to normalize adult men teaching boys in a mixed gender classroom, boys and girls, how boys can use their fingers to sexually excite girls. How kids can practice things like a blood play, how you can use non-microwavable saran wrap as a dental dam for oral sex, why kids in the age of at the seventh grade, if they're not ready to have full intercourse yet, why they should go get naked in the baths with one another, because that's an important form of intimacy. The form of curricula he, in a sweaty, obsessive sense, forced into the classrooms teaches things like that. Chris Rakedahl is his name. He has no business, in my mind, ever around children not his own for any reason. Decent adults do not normalize other adults talking to kids about such grimly detailed sexual activities ever. And yet, courtesy of the Mockingbird Media, that man was reelected purely courtesy of them. They pretended the curriculum did not exist. when parents went into the schools and they began to read this curricula into the record, which was something that when I was filling in for the greatest talk show host who will ever live, Rush Limbaugh, God bless him, we had the opportunity to ask parents to do across the country, and we did make that ask. And I'm not, at this point, I think we can claim credit for that. That is unimportant. What is important is the result the left can no longer hide. And when they try to hide, it infuriates parents. The same is true with critical race theory, which is the perverting of children's minds in terms of race. They cannot hide. We must make them live within with the rules that they're establishing. We must make them live in the reality they're establishing. And this is going across the country, and it's also endemic to the Mockingbird media. There is a problem with sex abuse in the government schools. And there is article after article and book after book detailing this, because people who want to sexually abuse young people seek out positions of authority. They seek out the Boy Scouts. They seek out YWCAs. They seek out coaching positions like this absolute monstrous man who was the so-called doctor of the U.S. gymnastics team. He was a sex predator. He sought that position because he wanted to be able to control young women with threats of, hey, you won't be on the team. Yorktown High School, there's students there now reporting that they've been victims of heinous acts. Heinous acts of sex abuse that have gone unreported by the schools. Now, remember Virginia and that case, which is not, it wasn't the GOP that won that state. It was the parents that won that state. Remember the father of the daughter who was raped by a boy who was pretending to be a girl because of people like Chris Rakedal. He's allowed to do that. Because of people like Jay Inslee, he's allowed to do that. Because of the Mockingbird media refusing to discuss this, he's allowed to do that. The turning the tide of making the left live in the world they've created has to happen now if separate countries like Washington are ever to be saved. If the political process in this country is ever to be saved. So there was a shooting in Des Moines. Cops ended up shooting a perp. Turned out it's a pot grow house. There's not going to be charges of the people who are doing the grow house. There's not going to be charges of the perps. The cops, they can't talk. They need to go to the Fifth Amendment because they're going to be prosecuted. If there's one slip up, that is the place I used to live in Washington State. And part of me is, well, I'm terribly, terribly depressed that that's what's become of that neighborhood. But this stuff has to happen quickly. There's the left can't hide behind anymore what they're doing. And the model for this is the schools, because when parents go in and speak out, the schools and the activist teachers and the leftists and the people like Chris Rakedal, they out themselves for what they are. This is a parent talking to a school board and then a school board member responding.
My name is Lauren Apolli, and I am here as a concerned parent to urge you to be the first school to say no mandates for our children. It should be up to every parent to make that decision, not you, Scott. Leave our children alone. Let them be kids and enjoy one another. Let them breathe again and smile again. We are selfish for being vocal. Scott, we are vocal because we are our children's biggest advocates. Okay. Choose your own path, Scott. Choose your own path. That was very rude of you to say you. Parents are selfish. You say
Margaret's next. Thank you. Your time's up.
The beep at the end is a school board member saying, blank you. Outed. Outed for what you think of parents giving feedback. And it has to happen in other arenas. And it has to happen now, this day. And I'm using the topic of gender dysphoria for another suggestion. And it's a rough one. But we have to begin confronting the left and making them live in the reality they're creating, because it's the only way. I think shock therapy is the only way to wake up our fellow Americans and residents of separate countries like California and Oregon. Let's talk about that after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. Drawing out the left for what they are requires us to basically live by their rules, but as a demonstration. Next hour, after we have our family meeting, I'm going to tell you what happened in a Washington state prison. And God bless our friend Dory Monson on Car Radio for covering this. In Washington state, they're letting men, rapists, like a rapist of a 12-year-old girl, decide that while he's in prison, he's a woman. And that he, as a woman, was put in a cell with a developmentally disabled woman. Now, I'll tell you what happened between them. I'll tell you the change that occurred to this man when he was released from prison, having groomed. I'll give you the rest of the story next hour. Having groomed a developmentally disabled woman. We have to make these people live in the world they're creating. We need to be at county council meetings saying to every single person who's ever voted for anything like cutting the cops, are you going to dump your personal security right now at every single county council meeting, at every single city council meeting in separate countries of Seattle? We need to be there demanding this instant a pledge from every member of that council to block 911 on their phones, to make sure there is no police presence at Seattle City Hall, not a cop anywhere. We need to accelerate what the left is trying to do. We need to help them succeed. Show what it looks like when there's not a single cop at Seattle City Hall. Show it. Because this is where they're headed incrementally. And when it happens incrementally, they get to blame the American system. The shock therapy of seeing this perverse pornographic sex ed in the schools, the critical race theory in the schools, this is the shock therapy necessary to keep people from falling into the hypnotism, the sweet dream of leftism, of false tolerance. So back to the topic of the schools. That Fox 5 in Virginia sought some information. How many sexual assault cases have been reported so far this year in the schools? Of course, the Virginia schools was where this boy was allowed to pretend to be a girl, to wear a skirt, and then go rape a couple girls. And the second time he raped a girl, he was pretending to be a girl, and the school was playing along with it. It's an anthropological destruction of reality on a meta basis. It's a shattering of people's identities on a meta basis. It is robbing from children the ability to have platonic relationships. Because the goals of people like Chris Rakedal, if you simply look at their policies, are that kids think of everybody as a potential sex partner. Everybody. You can't even have a platonic relationship. And it's working. Kids are being conned. 40% now of kids are LGB something other identifying. And it's a con. So when Fox 5 went and asked, well, so how many sex assaults have happened in the schools this year? This is kind of what happened.
One parent sent Fox 5 a back and forth email with the principal where he asked for more specific details, but she did not reveal any further information and instead copied and pasted the original message. Arlington County Public Schools says they do not provide details about ongoing investigations.
I just want to know what is going on in my child's school, and it troubles me that Arlington Public Schools, or at least Swanson Middle School, appears to be of the view that parents don't have a right to know what exactly is happening inside the walls of their own kids' schools.
I did reach out to Arlington County Public Schools to find out how many sexual assault and harassment incidents have been reported so far this year. They sent me the Virginia Department of Education website, but the number of cases reported hasn't been updated since 2017.
That's called plausible deniability. Yes, it could be complete ineptness, ineptitude plus corruption. They're not tracking this because they don't want the data. And that's demonstrable. Next hour, we'll talk about this man who was allowed to pretend to be a woman in the Washington state prisons because Jay Inslee and Chris Rakedal and the radical left and the Mockingbird media, who will not report on this. To this day, King 5, Cairo 7, Como News, Seattle Times, Q13 will not report on the fact that a rapist of a 12-year-old girl was allowed to get in a prison cell with a developmentally disabled woman. Now, to take this approach, I'm suggesting, there needs to be a day where we have, let's call it Have It Your Way Day. And this is shock therapy. And it's perfectly legal. And it goes like this. If you are a male employee at work, you have every right to walk into the female restroom anytime you want. All you need to do is say, I'm gender fluid. So rather than just do this, because I don't want to walk in on women in their private spaces, I do not want to become that which we're fighting. But we need to announce 30 days from now, we're going to have it. We're going to play Have It Your Way Day. And we're just going to go completely gender fluid. At gyms, locker rooms, bathrooms, everywhere. And we're going to apply something one of my first listeners suggested as a way of measuring people's sincerity or the fitness of an idea. And it's this, would it work if everybody did it? We need to set a date in advance and say, it's Have It Your Way Day. And just do the gender thing. Don't like the gender thing? Do the race thing. Go to your employer, go to your job, hand out t-shirts to your white colleagues that say, I am the problem because I'm white. Wear them around. We're all the problem because we're white. Because this is what's being sold. Now, the end point of not doing this, and there is an end point of not doing this, allows the party to control people to the most utterly frightening degree. Australia is now setting up quarantine camps with the help of the military, who will go scoop people out of their homes. Incidentally, this is being placed in an area of Indigenous Australians.
Howard Springs near Darwin is held up as the gold standard of quarantine. Separate cabins, on-site testing, catering, and so far, no known breaches. But the Queensland government reckons it can do better.
This is going to be a great boost for our defence against the Delta virus.
State Cabinet has signed off on the WellCamp facility, first proposed 7 months ago. Businessman John Wagner will build it next door to his airport.
They're not going to disclose the cost to the taxpayer. This is not going to stop the Delta variant. This is not going to stop anything. What it does is goes to the party's goal to break people of the idea that you have bodily autonomy or freedom. Only people special to the party have that. So we need to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Have It Your Way Day is one way to do this. Or we can wait for the quarantine camps. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
We'll be right back.
Brady, you catch it on. You kidding me? Right there. That's how you do a bump for Talk Radio, at least this show. Thank you. I have decided to do Facebook Live at 7 o'clock. So if you don't know the Facebook page for this show on KTTH, it's facebook.com/Todd Herman Show. And, man, I don't like doing that. I don't like being on video in a set. And you'll see that I'm clumsy in terms of setting up a video set. Because I can't do the green screen thing. I abhor, for me. Other people do it and they're great. They're great. For me, I seek the genuine, I think. And again, I am not criticizing friends and colleagues who use green screens. They, for them, it's spot on for their brand. I don't have a brand. I don't want a brand. So anyway, the family meeting is coming at 7 o'clock. I've decided to go to Facebook Live. That's going to happen. There is a need I have to get better at explaining something. Same actors, different stage. And you've heard me discuss this a little bit, that you have this, the actors that are destroying the country actively. The same FBI that pushed the lie, and they knew it was a lie, about President Trump, pushed it to the same mockingbirds who didn't bother to investigate it because they wanted to repeat and amplify it without an ounce of skepticism. That was pushed through and ignored by the bureaucracies. In fact, it was helped along by the bureaucracies. You remember that Barack Obama had lawyers teaching 1,500 former Obama staffers how to not follow the orders of a sitting president. They gave seminars on how to not follow the commander-in-chief's orders. The same military bosses, not our troops, that are telling us white rage is very, very vital, didn't find it vital to confront the fact that one of their own was railroaded by a corrupt FBI, General Flynn. Those actors I just described, and there's more, those actors are so very predictable. Here is Michael Cohen. Do you remember Michael Cohen? Do you remember when the Mockingbird media hated this Trump lawyer? They called him Trump's fixer. So Michael Cohen, he gets caught being a fixer. He gets his comeuppance. Wouldn't you know it? He's now a respected man. Respected by CNN. Allison Camerota had him on. They were just yucking
it up. See exactly the stupidity of people as I walk in the city, or I get certain text messages on occasion from individuals who are so entrenched into this cult that they can't see straight.
What's the answer to getting out of it?
Maybe incarceration.
It works for me anyway. For all that.
Maybe incarceration. That man worked for President Trump for decades, happy to take his money. But we, who look at the dynamic the party has set up and recognize that President Trump was an absolutely necessary historical figure. President Trump, and I don't even know that he, well, no, I do know that he did it purposely. It's like he, you know what he did? This just occurred to me. He made them live in the reality they're creating. He quickened Art Bell. The quickening it continues. The quickening, God rest Art. He quickened them He called them out, like we did with the school boards. We took the pornography they're pushing the kids, and we put it on record, like critical race theory. We put it on record, like the Rittenhouse trial. We showed the absolute, abject, corrupt coverage by the Mockingbirds. We got to learn, oh, the FBI had drone data? They had drone footage. Oh, did they? We quickened it. When President Trump was in office, he was completely unpredictable for Foggy Bottom, the State Department, for the Fauci. So his presence forced them to show us what they are. It was a quickening. It made clear the same actors, different stage. Let's prove the point. Michael Cohen was called a corrupt lawyer. He was called Trump's fixer. Now that he's willing to speak out about President Trump and join the thing that it's a cult and everybody in it's a cult, and none of us who like the president's policies can say, for instance, disagree with him. Like, I deeply disagree with him on talking about these mRNA injections as useful. They're not. They're deadly. They're not helping society a bit. I wish the president would stop talking about that. I wish someone could show him what these things are doing and the fact that he's got conned. But let's go through same actors, different stage. Corrupt FBI goes to the Mockingbird media. They give them this lie, these lies produced by Hillary Clinton. They go lie to a FISA court. John Roberts doesn't care. No one from the FBI gets punished for lying to the FISA court twice. We now know that they knew all along this was a lie. The Mockingbirds repeated it. None of the bureaucracies stopped it. Now Michael Cohen is a respected man on CNN. Look at that. Rush called it the strange new respect they would offer people like that. All right, same actors, different stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tony Fauci. Hey, how's this all going to end, Fauci?
If you get vaccinated and your family's vaccinated, you can feel good about enjoying a typical Thanksgiving, Christmas with your family and close friends. We unfortunately still have a dynamics of infection in the community of about 70,000 new cases per day. So when you go to indoor congregate settings, go the extra mile, be safe, wear a mask.
Okay, that man is using falsified data. He's taking it to the Mockingbird media. They repeat it and amplify it without a hint of skepticism. There is not a single peer-reviewed study or even anything like a peer-reviewed study that show that masks are effective. And I can go through every single one of them that that claims to be that. They're not. The death counts are falsified by changing the way they're counted. I'm not the only one able to read about the day they changed the death counts. The Mockingbirds can. So the Mockingbirds play along with this Fauci. He works for an organization, the CDC, that is funded and, in fact, driven by Big Pharma, a party member. Just as the platforms, the hate platforms like Jack Dorsey's hate machine and Zuckerberg's hate machine, struck down and questioned and pretended to fact check pushbacks against the Russia narrative, they have, in fact, disappeared. Even world-renowned doctors like the inventor of ivermectin was disappeared from YouTube because he gave a speech about ivermectin, and he doesn't know anything about it. All he did was invent it. Same actors, different stage. Same victims, American people. Same problem. Your freedom is the problem. Your freedom to vote for President Trump was the problem. Your freedom to say no to these injections is the problem. And the data is absolutely falsified, and occasionally it slips out, even on CNN, but they never go back to the Fauci and say, why are you lying?
In neighboring Germany, the pandemic could force the worst affected parts of the country to start triaging patients in the coming days. The president of Saxony's medical chamber warning that there might not be enough beds to treat everyone. Just over two-thirds of Germans are fully vaccinated, which is one of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe. And after reporting record high infection numbers in recent days, Germany is tightening restrictions, limiting public access for the unvaccinated.
Two-thirds is low. Limiting access for the, quote, unvaccinated, unshot up. You've been listening to the show long enough to know I can go through every mass injection country and show you the same dynamic occurs. I can share with you the 20% increase in all-cause mortality in Sweden since they got conned into the shots. I can share with you the fact that the deaths of people who've been shot up in England are, what did they say? Was it 60% higher than not shot up people? We can go through it again and again and again. It's falsified. It's a lie, like Russia was a lie. And here we are alone saying it, sometimes disciplined by the hate platforms. Same actors, different stage. And we started this hour by talking about the perverse pornographic sex ed in the schools. One of the organizations pushing that is the World Health Organization. Another is big pharma groups. Another is the CDC. Same actors, different stage. We'll come back on the Totterman Show. Welcome back to Todd Herman Show. I just announced and I just decided I'm going to do a Facebook Live at 7 o'clock. We do our family meeting. That's coming up. I got to tell you, for all its ills, Jack. Oh, yeah, I should give the address. It's facebook.com/ Todd Herman Show. The Jack Dorsey's hate machine, for all its ills, is also still, gosh, it's such a promising platform. I just got the most unbelievable news from Phil Kirpin, who's one of the smartest guys on Twitter. No, he's one of the smartest guys. It just happens that he's at Americans for Prosperity, and super smart think tank dude. You got to hear this, because it is just axiomatic these days that everything is either incompetence or corruption, or so it seems. This is Jenny Graham, the so-called Secretary of Education, or Secretary of Energy. She was asked recently, guy on CNBC, bow tie guy. No, it's Bloomberg. Bloomberg bow tie guy. What's the Jennifer Granholm plan for lowering energy prices in the United States? People are hurting, can't afford the drive to work. What's your plan for lowering energy prices? Her. What, you mean like with a cloth? Basically, giggled, laughed. Well, instead, they're shutting down pipelines. More of them. Oh, and by the way, they're going to release 50 million gallons? Or, you know how many gallons we use per day? Was it like 340 million or something gallons per day? That's going to affect prices? So listen to this woman. As she's Secretary of Energy, asks an look. Let me put it this way: if you run a donut shop, if you have a store that sells donuts, my friend Dennis King is going to be in the city council in Pell. He has a donut place. I guarantee Dennis knows how many containers of donut oil they use per day and probably per hour. And if you run any sort of business, for instance, if you run, well, look at this. I bet you I could call Mark, Patty, or Paul from our great sponsors at American Crawl Space and Pest Services. I bet I could call Mark right now and say, Mark, how much gas do you use on a weekly basis or a daily basis to get out to see your customers? I bet I could do that. Here's the Secretary of Energy of the United States of America.
There are various figures about this, so I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me, sir.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
That's what some would suggest. I don't have that number for you today. So... How many of folks in the audience run a restaurant? How much cooking oil do you use per day? Or French fry oil? Or sorry to be stuck on restaurants. I know other people use oil. If you're a truck driver, how much fuel do you use per day? We all know the answer. I know how many tanks of gas I consume per week. It's two. Well, I live in Idaho, and I have to drive a ways to get places. Now, before we get to this great news from Phil Kirpin, all this makes sense. Jenny Granholm she's a figurehead. She's a figurehead working for the figurehead of all figureheads.
A lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change. End of quote.
End of quote. Really, you haven't seen it. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. There's something you never forget, baby. You know, you just ain't seen nothing yet. From a judge in Missouri who has found the COVID diktats unconstitutional. This case is about whether Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services regulations can abolish representative government in the creation of public health laws and whether it can authorize closures of a school or assembly based on the unfettered opinion of an unelected official. This court finds it cannot. Separation of powers among the three branches of government, legislative, administrative, judicial, is fundamental to the preservation of liberty. DHSS regulations break out three branch systems of government in ways that middle school civic students would recognize because they place the creation of orders of laws and enforcement of those laws into the hands of unelected administrative officials. They call it tyranny. There is hope. Family meeting next on the Todd Herman Show.